Yes. On a specified
time. About. Airplane.
What?
Now on News Talk 960 KKNT, it's time for Minuteman Radio with your host, Chris Simcox, president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, the nation's largest neighborhood watch group. Visit us online at MinutemanHQ.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Simcox.
And welcome to our first show. The Minuteman headquarters is on the air. And it's a great day for Americans. It's a great day for everyone who's concerned with the problems presented to us all in our communities by our wide-open borders. And I'm Chris Simcox, president of Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, and it's just such an honor to bring news to you, the listeners, the truth, I guess you could call it truth serum, about what's going on along our borders and what the Minutemen and women do or don't do along our borders. As many of you know, the media has not been real kind to many of our activities along the border, and it's our pleasure to have an opportunity to bring you the truth. Our Minuteman, again, you can learn more about us at MinutemanHQ.com, www.MinutemanHQ.com, and it's just such an honor to be here on the airwaves of News Talk, 960 AM KKNT, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. We are going to engage in many, many conversations over the following weeks and hopefully longer than that about our borders, about what we do and what we can do, not just talk about it and not just complain about it, but take a real pragmatic look at the problem and come up with some solutions and then take those solutions to our elected officials and say, here's the plan. And one of the things we need to do is remember that it's the people in Washington, D.C. that have created this problem. They seem to be void of any real pragmatic solutions or ideas about how to address the situation. I think it's time for we, the people, to lead our elected officials, lead them to where the solutions are, solutions that we see that will be very effective. Minuteman Civil Defense Corps actually will clear up a lot of the history here in this first hour of our first show. And we're looking forward to a guest in this first hour, actually. Border Patrol, President of the Border Patrol National Council, T.J. Bonner, will join us as one of our first guests. And we're going to discuss a little bit the problems with two agents recently who were found guilty of some, I guess you could say, of doing their job along the border and what we can do to help support them. Agents Ramos and Compian from the Fabian sector in Texas. But we'll be talking with TJ coming up here shortly. You know, the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, like I said, has actually been in operation for almost 5 years now. And we started in October of 2002 in Cochise County, Arizona. At that time, we were known as Civil Homeland Defense, I guess you could say, and we worked hard with the objective of bringing national attention to this issue. Now, of course, the media has wanted to malign us and characterize us as some sort of vigilantes, or in some instances, migrant hunters, which couldn't be further from the truth. We developed the Citizen Border Watch Initiative for two reasons. Number one, to address the situation locally in our communities along the border. Number two, to force Washington, D.C. and the rest of America to realize that what has been a border problem is now a national problem, with the effects being felt in communities around the country. We work to support law enforcement. We are a law-abiding, pro-law enforcement organization. And by the way, now we've grown to almost 50, just over 50 chapters around the country of concerned citizens who realize that we need to step up. We need to step up and bring attention to this problem. Our goal, of course, initially was to assist Border Patrol, a woefully undermanned and undersupported Border Patrol agency along the border who just seems to have been abandoned by Washington, D.C. we took to the ground and became eyes and ears. And after all, I do believe that it was our president, after the terrible attacks, terrorist attacks of September 11th, who reminded all Americans that we're now engaged in national security. Homeland security depends upon we the people. And of course, law enforcement around the country always relies on information from we the people, the citizens, to help them better do their job. And we took President Bush's call to duty seriously. We believe it is our civic duty to be vigilant, to be observant, to keep an eye out on things. And when you see something that may be suspicious activity, contact the proper authorities. Now, what a concept. I guess you could say that the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps volunteers now represent what you would call as the nation's largest neighborhood watch group, just like neighborhood watch groups around the country. We are vigilant. After all, the price of liberty and safety is eternal vigilance. And our job is to observe and report. And folks, I can tell you, there you can't find much more suspicious activity than you'll find along our borders. And our borders, plural. And we know the problems of our southern border with Mexico, the drug dealers, the drug cartels, the human smuggling operations that affect our national security. But let me tell you, the Canadian border is not much better. We've got some serious problems there, and over the course of the show and over the course of the next weeks and months, you're going to learn things about our lack of national security that are probably going to raise goosebumps on your arms and make you extremely concerned about why President Bush and our Congress refuse to deal with this issue. I have in my hand, in my precious Minuteman Civil Defense Corps ID card, something cherished by now over 8,000 volunteers on a national level who take it upon themselves to come to the border, to be those extra eyes and ears for Border Patrol, to report suspicious activity to the proper authorities. And we take great pride in that. All of our Minuteman volunteers are well-trained, well-screened individuals. Many of you don't know that to become a member of Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, and by the way, you can register online at www.minutemanhq.com, but you must submit to a criminal background check or have the stamp of approval from local law enforcement and our federal government by being a card-carrying concealed weapons permitted individual, so that we know that we have people who are not hardened criminals, who are reasonable people, who certainly believe in our Second Amendment. And not only that, all of our volunteers must go through a triple-layered interview process, I guess you could say. We call it vetting. Once you register to be a volunteer, you must submit to either a criminal background check or show proof of being a card-carrying concealed weapons permit carrier. You must then go through our vetters, our national vetting team, which typically call our volunteers. We want to help screen out those who may not understand exactly what we're doing and make sure that we have only the most reasonable, measured, and logical approach to this problem. Our volunteers know that they are not coming to the border to take the law into their own hands. They are coming there to assist law enforcement. They're not coming to the border because they have a grudge against a certain group of people. And, of course, we've heard all of those horrible things, all of those horrible descriptions about Minutemen, that they're anti-immigrant or that they're racist or that they don't like people from Mexico. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth. We're there to bring national attention to this serious issue. It's a threat to national security and clearly our public safety. When you see the crime, and it's about crime, folks. It's about the criminal element that affects all of us, that has become a blight on our communities, and a serious threat to our national security. Minutemen volunteers are very conscientious. They go through the screening process. Once you do come to the border, you then must go through a training class. You must be versed in our standard operating procedures, which are very clear. We have no contact. In fact, Minutemen are number one standard operating procedure. Minutemen are courteous to everyone with whom they come into contact and never discriminate against anyone for any reason. It's clear. We're there to bring attention to the problem, not become part of the problem. Minutemen never respond to the taunts or the name-calling or the harassment from outside agitators, many of whom are members of the media. And Minutemen must never be present for duty or serve in any capacity and not be in control. It's about control, and it's about responsible behavior. And we're very proud now that after almost 5 years of operation, there's never been a Minuteman that's ever broken a law. There's never been a Minuteman that's ever violated any law or violated anyone's civil rights. And, of course, we hear about civil rights all the time, and we're not there to do that. In fact, in the next segment, we're going to be discussing some of the things that Minutemen do to actually help people along the border, because it's a serious, serious issue. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to discuss more about what Minutemen do and how we support Border Patrol. And trust me, we respect and support and honor the men and women, the ground pounders, the boots on the ground, members of the Border Patrol, Customs Border Protection, who are out there trying to do a job with, as we say sometimes, with one hand tied behind their back and three wheels on their vehicles. We're there to support these good men and women, these patriots, who are there as the first line of defense against drug dealers, human smugglers, and the potential for terrorists to exploit this situation. So, you know, it's a pro issue when it comes to law enforcement. We support Border Patrol. And clearly we have some Border Patrol agents, as I stated earlier, who are in they're facing the possibility, get this folks, Border Patrol agents facing the possibility of 20 years in prison for doing their job, for actually defending themselves against a drug dealer who now has been given immunity. Stick with us in the next section. Next segment will be coming up. We'll discuss Border Patrol issues with the president of the National Border Patrol Council, T.J. Bonner. Stay tuned.